The drop from orbit to the planet was faster than normal, the pilot explained to her, because of the multitude of spores. "They gum up everything," he said in thickly accented Basic. He was a Kubaz, gray-green and pointy-headed. As a Jedi Padawan and a healer, Barriss Ophi had learned early not to be judgmental of a species because of its looks, but she knew that many in the galaxy were less open-minded.
"Especially the ventilators," he went on. "The rot'll eat through the best filters we got in an hour, maybe less. You gotta change them every flight. You don't, the spore sickness get into the ship and get into you. The spores are,
adaptogenic, she said.
"Yeah, that's it. Every time the mechanics and the medics come up with new treatments, the spores change, you know. Weird thing is, they don't cause problems at ground level. Only when you get up above the trees, you know."
Barriss nodded. According to the hurried briefing at the temple on Coruscant, the Republic's forces and those of the Separatists were more or less evenly balanced on Drongar. The war here was limited mostly to ground troops. Very little fighting took place in the air because of the spores. On the ground, things were even worse in many ways. Among the problems the forces on both sides encountered were monsoons with devastating electrical storms, soaring temperatures, and humidity over 90%. What kept both sides struggling for control of this pestilential quagmire of a world was Bota, a plant somewhere between a mold and a fungus, which to date had been found almost nowhere else in the galaxy. Bota grew thick on this backwater planet, but all attempts to transplant it off-world had failed. The plant was extremely valuable to both sides because, like the spores and other flora and fauna on Drongar, Bota was highly adaptogenic in its effects. Many species could benefit from it. Humans used it as a potent broad-based antibiotic. Nemoidians used it as a narcotic painkiller. Huts utilized it as a valuable stimulant almost as powerful as Glitterstim spice. And many other species found it useful for still other functions. Processed by freeze-drying, the resulting product was readily transportable. Its only drawback was that, once harvested, it had to be processed quickly or it degenerated into a useless slime. Bota was also one of the main reasons Barriss was here. It was true that her primary mandate was to augment the doctors and surgeons who cared for Republic troops, using her skills as a healer. But she was also supposed to keep an eye on the harvesters, to make sure that the Bota was being packed and shipped to off-world Republic ports, as it was supposed to be. The harvesting operations had been folded in with the Rimsu procedures to save money and expedite shipment. Neither she nor her superiors had any problems with that. Any advantage the Republic could gain over the Confederacy was valuable and desirable. The Jedi certainly had no love for the rogue Count Dooku, who had caused the deaths of so many of them 2 standard years earlier on Geonosis. Joss was snatching a few precious moments of sleep in the cubicle he shared with Zan when he heard the transport's approach. At first, only half awake, he thought it was another medlifter bringing in more wounded. But then he realized the repulsor sound was pitched differently. He pushed through the osmotic field that covered the cubicle's entrance. Blinking in the harsh light of Drongar Prime, he watched the transport spiral down to the pad. He noticed Zan, Tulk, and a few others emerging from the OT as well. The shuttle's hatch opened, and so did Joss's mouth, in surprise. The new doctor was a woman and a Jedi. There was no mistaking the simple dark garb and accoutrements of the Order, and certainly no mistaking the shape beneath them as anything other than feminine. He wondered why she was here. Colonel Dark Vitis, the human commander of the unit, received the Jedi warmly as the latter disembarked from the transport.
"Welcome to Rimsu 7, Jedi Barriss Ophi," he said. "Speaking for everyone here, I hope you will be..."
But before he could finish his sentence, VT stopped, for a sound was rising in the thick, humid air. A sound every one of them at Rimsu 7 knew very well.
"Incoming lifters!"
Joss looked. They were coming, sure enough. 5 of them, black dots against the sky. Each medlifter could carry up to 6 wounded men, clones, and possibly other combatants. That meant at least 30 injured, possibly 1 or 2 more.
VTs took the Jedi's hand and gestured toward Joss. Jedi Ophi, this is Captain Joss Vondar, my chief surgeon. He'll get you briefed and prepped for what's coming. Joss wasn't quite sure what the proper protocol for greeting a Jedi was, but he didn't see much point in worrying about it at the moment. Let's hope the Force is with you, Jedi Ophi, he said, having to raise his voice to be heard over the rising whine of the repulsors. Because it's going to be a long, hot day.